What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards Sports Card episode. As always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, Jared Trish.
What's up? Today's going to be a long episode. We got some big news, and we actually have a very long buy-sell hold segment, so we cut that for now. We're also going to go with pickups, because I don't think last week I said what I picked up. You didn't pick up anything, did you?
I'm trying to. I've been trying to get a Ezekiel Tovar auto.
Like,
and an Owen Jones chrome auto. Okay. Because they're very cheap, which you will find out later for Tovar in our players to buy for the upcoming season.
Yeah.
Just a sneak preview. I've lost out on like four bids, so. Because eBay sucks.
Yeah. So, I picked up a Logo Factor box off eBay. Then I got another Golden Welvy.
Did the Logo Factor box come in?
Yeah, when he opened it.
Did you get anything out of it?
Logan O'Hoppy pink. There's a base Adley. Kind of trash. Then I got the red silver pack mojo auto on Welvy. He actually shipped it. Only took him 5 days to ship it. So, yeah. We got releases of the Upper Deck Series 2. It's pretty much all you need to know and care about right now because the whole hype. There was a 1 million.
Hey, Spectre Football comes up Friday.
Oh, okay. There was a $1 million bounty on the Outburst Gold 101 from David Adams for the Bernard 101. Cool. Top Series 1 from 2024. We have the tops most cards sold from Sports Card Investor. We're going to go into the top 8. We got Nolan Schoenwell at 8. It's going to go down. So, Colton Cowsell, Sal Frelick, Henry Davis, Christian Encarnacion Strand, Evan Caudle, Jason Dominguez, and Ellie De La Cruz by almost 4,000 cards over second place.
Because people are just selling his stuff.
Yeah. And there was another MVP buyback program. It is for Topps Chrome UFC. The winner of the Alex Pereira fight and Jamal Hill fight will get the credit for the winner.
And it only one day?
I don't know if it's one day or not.
I thought they said it was only like that Sunday.
I have no idea, and I really don't care because I don't have any UFC Chrome. So it doesn't benefit me, but if it benefits you, get those out or sell them. Or list them both if you don't know who's going to win. Get your money out of them. So, first off, we're going to go into the small stuff. Prism Basketball has had problems with no autos being in the boxes. And there's also been boxes with four autos. That's because they got taken out of other boxes. This is a huge problem, and Panini has said nothing about it. They've done nothing. They have not came out of any value.
They're not going to do anything.
No, and people are furious. I would be too if I bought a $900 box and got no autos. So, that's just prism for you. And some big news for Big League. Stryker Breaks has a card in Big League. It is awesome. I'm going to probably buy one.
No, I'll buy one.
And send it to him to sign because he said he will accept them and sign them and send them back. And there's some sick Nolovi cards in the Big League checklist. He has one of the big short prints. That's actually, he has a big short print and he's got an auto. So, I'm gonna try a box. One box of Big League is all. One shot of glory. It's like $60. It's one shot. Probably won't pull anything good, but that's fine.
I remember when you were dissing on Big League last week.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you put Nuovi Marte in it. It instantly becomes one of my favorite sets. Oh, alright. So, also, it's been a big... I watched a video, like a podcast, Spitballing Cards. Pretty cool, I'll be able to hold of them. There's actually... I want to get your take. How do you feel with sticker autos in hobby? Because it's been very... It's just been pretty much all sticker autos in every product anymore. How do you feel about sticker autos and products?
It's dumb.
Yeah.
The guys are supposed to sign them. Just sign the cards. If you can sign stickers, you can sign the damn card. It's not that hard. Also, whenever you get a redemption and it's a sticker auto, what's the point of a redemption? If they haven't signed the sticker before the damn thing comes out, don't even put their auto in the set. There's nothing worse than getting a redemption. And it's like, oh, most redemptions on card, and it comes in the mail, it's a sticker. I swear, if my Ronald Acuna Jr. that's supposed to come in, because it did ship.
Those are on card.
Good.
Because it's the 80-89.
Good.
They're on card.
Also, Tops, where's my Christian Yelich?
You probably never get it.
Yeah. I have to request a sub. Kind of like I already did with a Panini card, that they'll never send me anything.
You will in 3 years.
When they're no longer a company?
Yeah. So, do you collect sticker autos? Like, if you see a card with a sticker auto, will you, like, PC it or no? Or you, like, a strict on-card auto?
It depends who the sticker auto is.
Like, anybody in your PC. Like, if it's, say, like, You use Tim Duncan. You'll get a Tim Duncan.
Okay, college. Tim Duncan's not going to be sticker autos.
No.
Actually,
he's got some. He has some. Bryce Harper. And people like... Horrible. People like that that have a lot of sticker autos out there. Will you buy a sticker auto on a card for your PC?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there who not. I don't care. It's still an autograph. Yeah, the sticker's ugly on the card. And it takes away from the photo, but honestly, I could care less if it's a sticker because it's still an autograph from the guy. And I'll pay big bucks. I just paid pretty heavy for my red, and it's a sticker auto. But as long as the chrome, which chrome is usually on card, dear God, I will roll it. Because I will buy the red. And I'll try it. But yeah. Because I know a lot of people would not buy sticker autos. I will.
I don't care an auto is an auto, but I'd much rather have.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. So, big news.
Not yet. I have two things. Caitlin Clark officially signed with Panini after her breaking the record. She signed with Panini yesterday. Technically today, but Panini leaked it yesterday and then took it off their website and then announced it today. So she will have autos in the upcoming WNBA Prism, which is set to release in October. And you can go ahead and say that it's probably going to be expensive and she is going to set the record for the highest one. Which is right now held by Sabrina. Another thing, I have two more things. I didn't know if you saw the guy opened up a chrome sapphire case.
Of what?
Topps chrome sapphire baseball.
Okay.
A case. He had a hot case. 94 autos. Every box.
What year?
This year.
Was it update chrome?
No, it
Topps
was...
chrome sapphire doesn't have autos in it.
Whatever it was.
It had to be update.
Well, he pulled...
Oh, it was a Bowman.
It's not Bowman, because it was... He pulled, like, every big name.
It was probably Update. Because I don't think Topps Chrome Sapphire this year, base Sapphire, had autos in it.
94 autos.
That's insane.
Are you supposed to get, like, one a box?
This year didn't even get to get an auto box.
I thought it did.
Yeah, because I bought two and I didn't get autos.
Also, the Beijing loves cards. They're Breaker. They pulled the 1-on-1 Wimby, first off the line. Shimmer, a little, like, a month ago. They also pulled the 1-on-1 LeBron, Black Finite, from Prism. And then they just opened up, Court Kings and pulled a 1-of-1 Wimby Nike Swoosh patch. So, maybe they are getting juice cases.
Oh, they just are lucky.
People that I've never heard of.
Yeah. So, who knows? Before we get into the big news, it has to do with grading, also. Because we've seen grading get popular in the past couple of years over, you know, everything. And grading prices for cards, the multiplier is down a lot. PSA 9s, or any 9, really, is basically raw. It sells for either raw grade or less. Every now and then you'll get more, but not much. It's pretty much a 10 or a bust now. So does it make it worth even grading cards anymore?
No. No, it does not.
The only reason why I can see you grading more is if you sell online, so you don't have to deal with the people on eBay. They do move better in slabs. That's, if you're in person, they do move better. But it has to be in a PSA slab, especially now, and we'll talk about it. So, that's that. So, yeah, it's tough. Grading game is tough. If you're going to grade, you're going into it knowing that you could absolutely lose your butt, which is the risk of everything in this hobby. So, big news, one that absolutely shocked the absolute crap out of me, and that made me kind of second opinion on my thing, kind of second train of thought of what I was going to do. SGC got bought out by Collectors, which is pretty much the owner of PSA, Goldie, all these big companies in the card hobby. And a lot of people are pretty much done with SGC now, and a lot of people don't know if they're even going to be around in a while. So, first off, how do you feel, because you got a couple different questions with this correlated, how do you feel about SGC selling out?
Do you think
it's good for the hobby that they sold out?
No.
Exactly. I don't think it is either. There was people in the comments that this is great for the hobby. This is not great for the hobby.
It's just going to continue.
It's a monopolized.
Yeah.
So.
It's turning into where it's just going to be PSA and Fanatics for everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing Fanatics hasn't bought PSA.
There's actually thoughts that they could. And if that happens, I think there's a lawsuit that could happen, possibly, for monopolization, because it is illegal, but I don't think they'll do anything. And if that becomes the case, That means no good. It's going to drive the prices up because guess what? They're going to be like, hey, we're the only ones you can sell to and buy from. So sorry, whether you like it or not, either buy it or just don't be in the hobby. And if it gets to that point, I'll probably just leave the hobby because I'm not going to pay outrageous prices for boxes. Because if I ever come to the point where I'm stop opening boxes, I'll just leave the hobby. That's my fun. I have fun opening packs. I don't have fun going to eBay and buying raw cards and graded cards. I don't have fun with that. That's not fun. Oh, wow, mail day. Woo! It's got a scratch on it that I wasn't told about. It's got a worm on it, some kind of disease probably, like the one card I got. I mean, it's not fun buying a card online. It's just not. It's smart. Yeah. But is it fun? No. And, yeah. It's just not fun buying cards online. And just like, I guess going to card shows is cool. But, I don't know. So that's the first question. So, I do also agree with you that it's not good for the hobby. And who knows what's going to happen. And then the big thing is, I've seen people basically say that they are going to crack their SGC slabs and send back to PSA. They're not going to buy SGC slabs, which is a problem for both of us because we have SGC slabs. I love those slabs, personally. I will probably send PC stuff to them. I'm going to do two submissions. I cut pretty much half my submission out, over half my submission out. I had 30-plus cards. I'm down to 12, 13 cards. And it's cards I just don't think we need a PSA 10. So I'm going to see if I can get the SGC 10 or 9.5. And just kind of quick sell them at a card show or something. Or maybe just sell them all. I don't really know. I got some Pokemon. I cut pretty much all my Pokemon out. I had like 25, 30. Down to like 6. And it's my Lugia and my Umbreon and a couple other ones that I just don't think will get PSA 10s. I know the Umbreon probably will. But I don't want it in an ugly PSA slab. It's going to look a little good in that black. So that's that. So that's that. And I don't know if you've noticed it on your eBay that SGC stuff is just down. The prices are down. People's not buying them now. There's like no interest in them. I've actually had it happen to me. I sold my Roman Anthony Blue Mojo. I had it listed for $200 because it's Roman Anthony and I like the kid. I was kind of not wanting to sell him. But then the news broke and I got an offer. Dude sent me an offer for $80 on it. I looked it up. It's a little bit, you know, they made a deal for $85. Got rid of it because also sold another slab and a SGC slab. So they're still getting bought, but just not at very high liquidity anymore and for the price. So if you have, my suggestion to you is if you have SGC slabs that you think will convert to PSA 10s, if you want to do that, do that. I have two cards I'm probably going to crack out on my SGC slabs that's in the PSA. Unfortunately, that will be the Jordan Walker Image Race and SP, the 50, and then my Michael Hayes. So, this is the big question that everybody has. Will SGC be a company or a thing within a year? Will they even be a company? Will they get scrapped?
I don't know, and frankly, who cares? Who cares anymore? I'm going to go back to how it was. I'm just not going to grade because screw PSA, and who cares? It's PSA or bust anyway now. Who cares?
If you sell a card wall, they're going to ask you for 70% of comps. And if there's one little minor defect on it, they're going to ask you if you can get a refund. If you sell online, which is why I kind of stopped selling online. I just kind of starting to phase it out. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I just don't want to. I think card shows are going to be the way to go for me. And if I don't go to a card show, I might just go to like a card shop and just take the hit. Just to unload a lot of it. I know Pete. Is his name Pete from SGC? I think it's Pete. The guy that runs it, he said that they're going to be an independent company as of now. But if you listen to his thing, if you're an SGC, if you follow them, to me it sounded more like a thank you, not like, hey, we'll stay independent as a company. He said a thanks to a lot of things and everything. To me, that sounds like Popeil that we're not going to be a company to anymore, is what it sounds like to me. And we knew something was going on because they have not had a deal in a long time. The turnaround times have not been the 5 to 10 business days.
They'll never have a deal again.
Yeah. I don't know if SGC is ever going to be the same, which is absolutely just detrimental to the hobby, in my opinion. Because those people that were not send the PSA, which is like us, it's going to force you to either send to them or just not send in cards to grade. I don't think it's going to drive a lot of vintage people out of the market, I feel like. I just personally, I like SGC slabs more. They look better on everything. Yeah, they don't have the resale. I was okay with that, sending my last stuff in. I knew that. I knew they weren't going to sell as fast. It's just SGC is just the better company, in my opinion. They have a better customer service. I don't know. What I could see, there's one of two things going to happen. Let's go with plan A that everybody wants to happen. I want to happen. They do stay independent from each other, but they use different things from each other. They kind of combine forces. SGC says their own name. PSA says their own name. But they combine forces and make things better. And that might ultimately gain SGC values up that they have PSA under the name. That's option one that could happen. And that's what Pete is saying that he wants to happen. That should happen. But we all know business at the end of the day is all about money. And none of us know what's going to happen behind those doors. Because we don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. For all we can know, they could be like, hey, yeah, tell them you could be independent for about 2 months. And guess what? We're going to shut you down. You ain't going to be a company anymore. That's the risk of sending SGC if you want to. And then playing kind of like how Anheuser-Busch, I don't know how long ago, bought Coors and all of those. They still have those brands out there. It's just under one name, and they're making the money. Maybe that's what's going to happen. Collectors is going to get that money, and PSA and SGC are two different branches.
That would be the smartest thing for Collectors to do.
Yes.
Because then you're still going to have both sides.
And you have competition.
Because if you just take off from SGC, the people who refuse to send the PSA, they're not just going to cave. I'm not going to cave.
I may or may not. Depends.
And you're going to lose all that business that you would have had.
Look at all the money on the table you could take. And I feel like the reason why this happened, and this is going to be a long little episode, guys, I'm sorry, but this is a big deal to me because I love them and you also like them. There's just so much. Why would they get rid of them? It doesn't make sense to me to get rid of SGC because your vintage heads will send to them. A lot of vintage people will not send to PSA because PSA sucks at grading vintage. They're horrible.
PSA just sucks at grading.
That's true. And I feel like that's what this... I feel like this was a power move by collectors because, one, they saw SGC has the second coming. They are the second biggest grading company now. It goes PSA, SGC, CGC, and then Beckett now. CGC is Pokemon. Collectors wants nothing to do with them because PSA has their own market, which sells for more. But there's that. But then there's also the point that hopefully they keep this in. That's the main point that I want to happen. Option B, collectors ultimately says, I want one grading company, and it's either you're going to come to me. Because their thinking is, if you only have one grading company, that means we're going to get all of SGC's people to come to us. That won't happen for a lot of people. A lot of people are just not going to grade. And I can see a lot of people not leaving the hobby. I don't think it's that big of a deal, like how Fanatics could monopolize everything. That may turn people away and just leave people. Because I'm going to be completely honest with you, I never thought I'd say this in a billion years. I've been in a hobby like my whole life that if it happens, well, Fanatics buys everything and they price gouge everything out, I could see myself leaving the hobby, which is something I thought I would never say in my life. I might just stick to Pokemon, which I'd be okay with, which would save me a lot of money. But that's the thing. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things in the dark that we don't know. Who knows? So after all of that, any more thoughts on the SGC thing? I know you want Plan A to happen. But
if they shut down SGC, Collectors is the stupidest business there is.
Yeah. I hope they're doing this for the money, seeing the opportunity from SGC.
If they shut it down, I hope it backfires and bites them right in the ass.
I don't see how it's going to.
It won't, because, you know, people just suck off PSA.
I have no PSA slabs. I have one. It's a Nuovi, and I bought it because it was a cool card. I'm not going to crack it, because I'm not going. I did crack one of my PSA slabs. It was the Red Sapphire I sent to SGC for that Bowman special, because I wanted the whole rainbow in the SGC slab. There will be no PC cards besides that one that will be in the PSA slab. Most of my stuff, if I do commit to send the PSA, it's going to be very hard for me if I do. I'm still on the fence of whether I do or don't. They're going to be sold. They're not going to be kept in the collection. Yeah. Now I'm going to go on to probably the longest segment. Did you do prospects? I did prospects.
Prospects are next week. I told you, this week, prospects who are going to get caught up are players who are already on the team. Then next week is prospects.
I did prospects.
That are probably not going to get called up. Of course you did.
I did prospects.
Of course you
did. So did you do prospects?
Yes, I did.
Let's just switch it.
You just can't think off the top of your head with teams.
No. Do you really want to leave it that way? Because it would be quicker if I do it this way.
for any of you prospects who may or may not get caught up this year, and if you should invest, or who to invest in per team.
Claymore. Disclaimer. Do your own research on prospects. These are all suggestions that I personally have put into, and I'm not saying to go buy them, and you'll make money.
I'm going to tell you half of mine, I would not invest myself. So, because I don't really invest at all.
That's me. I don't buy cards and
stuff. It's going to end up being where I don't invest, period. I just buy PC stuff. So, go ahead and start in the NL East, the Braves.
Man, you're jumping around all over the place.
What did you start with?
AL Central.
Fine, go buy yours.
So, we'll start with AL Central for the Guardians. I have Chase Delotto.
I also have Chase Delotto. You can pick up his first Bowman Chrome Auto for about $90 right
now. I think he gets called up this year.
He should. According to MLB Pipeline, he was not expected to get called up to 2025. But also, what do they know?
Yeah. Twins, I have a guy that does not have cards yet. Walker Jenkins.
Who's I also put him.
He's going to be in Bowman. He's one of my favorite. He's going to be my Chase and Bowman this year. Tigers. I try not to go with the top prospect. I try to go deeper down on someone. But some of these teams, you can't go deeper down on. For the Tigers, I want Jace Young.
I also went with Jace Young. You can get his first Bowman Chrome Auto for about $40.
He's a base Bowman Chrome.
This is raw as well.
Yes. For the Kansas City Royals, I have Gavin Cross.
I went with Blake Mitchell. He's their top prospect. He's a catcher. You can get his auto for about $20. If I say auto, it's going to be first Bowman Chrome.
Yeah.
Base. Sometimes it's very hard to find. It's so hard to find on eBay. Just like next week, you'll see that I did the Topps Chrome rookie auto from when you go in. So hard because they're either, all of them are graded, especially if you have guys who are
hyped.
Yeah. And like earlier on.
Yeah.
Or it's just impossible to find just a base one.
Yeah, because it's all numbered. White Sox. Not many to choose from. I went with Edgar Quero.
I also went with Edgar Quero. You can get his auto for about $15. Remember, it's an Angel.
Yes. Because he was in the trade. So, I want to add some. So, basically, out of the AL Central, the ones you picked, the one guy you'd buy, mega buy, for AL Central on your list. And I'll do mine.
I guess Walker Jenkins. I was going to say Jace Young, but I basically have the only card I'm ever going to have.
Yes. I'm going to go with Walker Jenkins as well. I think he's going to be generational. AL East now. For the Tampa Bay Rays, I have Xavier Isaac.
I want Carson Williams just because he's more than likely could get called up this year. You never know, though. His auto is going to run about $55.
I did no pitchers, by the way. I did all battles.
I did like five pitchers.
So there's going to be some teams where it's way down, or it's going to be the top prospect because most of the pitchers. This is with the Yankees. Spencer Jones.
I also went with Spencer Jones. Sure.
Don't buy.
If you want to buy a first Bowman auto, it's about $480. It's cheap. You're going to find it right now.
Yeah. Baltimore Orioles. You could have went with so many. I went with a guy that has not made his rookie debut yet in Kobe Mayo.
I went with Samuel Basalo. He is their second ring prospect behind Jackson Holliday's. Auto is going to be about $145.
Blue Jays. It's bad. But I went with Emmanuel Bonilla.
I went with Aurelvis Martinez. His order is about $40. He used to be talked about a lot. Now he doesn't get talked about at all. He could end up making his debut this year, especially because they're playing him at second.
Yeah.
So, and unlike myself, you don't believe in Kevin Vision.
Yeah. Red Sox, I have Roman Anthony.
I also went with Roman Anthony. It's $160 for
sure. So who is your number one guy in AL East?
I guess Roman Anthony.
I'm going to go with Roman Anthony as well. I'm very big on the kid. AL West. Wyatt Langford for the Angels. He's expensive, but you just...
See, I did Wyatt Langford for somebody who I believe is going to get called up this year. So that'll be next week's thing. I went with Sebastian Wildcott. He does not have autos yet.
Yeah, he only has Chrome, so he'll be an auto and draft.
He's also very young. He's not projected to get called up till 2027.
He's good, though. Very good. Angels, I have Nelson Rada.
I also have Nelson Rada. $50 for his auto.
I sold my SGC one. Mariners, you already know who I have.
I have the same guy.
I have Cole Young.
$150 for his first Bowman Chrome auto.
And I also put
some... I'm surprised you don't have a first Bowman Chrome auto.
I'll probably buy one eventually. I put another guy for the Mariners because they are freaking stacked. A guy that's not going to get called up possibly this year. I think Cole Young could possibly get called up this year, if not next year. But a guy that's going to be a couple of years, but is such a high ceiling in Lazaro Montes. I love him. So, Astros, not there's not many. Jacob Melton, is it?
It's only Jacob Melton. You can get his first Bowman Chrome Auto for about $15.
This is probably the worst organization in prospects. Yeah. Athletics.
But somehow, they'll develop him.
Yeah. Athletics, I went with Jacob Wilson.
I also went with Jacob Wilson. $35 for the auto.
Yeah. He was very expensive at the beginning of draft. Then he kind of fell down because people realized, oh, wait, he's an athletic. So, I'm going to go with the NL Central. St. Louis Cardinals, I went with Thomas Seghese.
I also went with Thomas Seghese. We didn't give our who you...
Oh, it's Wiley for money-wise. But
Mine's Cole Young.
Yeah, I mean, investment's Cole Young, but as for money now, it's Wiley.
So I also went with Thomas Seghese for the Cardinals, $70 for his
first auto. This is a dude whose auto was $5 when it came out. So
he's been playing very well in spring training.
He's just good. Pirates, I have Tamar Johnson.
I also went with Tamar Johnson, $130 for the auto.
Yeah, it's up because he's been playing really well. He's not going to get caught up, probably, so wait till spring training's done and then buy him. Cincinnati Reds, I did not go up to MLB. I went with Carlos Jorge.
I went Cam Collier, $50 for the one.
He's dirt cheap. Milwaukee Brewers, I went with Tyler Black.
I went with a pitcher. I went with Jacob Mizorowski. It's about $30 for his auto.
Super high floor.
He's very, very good.
But very low ceiling. I mean, super low floor, high ceiling. He could either be one of the best starting pitchers or he can be a closer. So that's a risky play, but he's a very hyped. People love him because he's nasty. Just nasty. Cubs, I went with Owen Casey.
I was going to go with Owen Casey, but I went with Kevin Alcantara. $75 for the auto.
Your guy from the NL Central.
Turmoil.
I'm going to go with Owen Casey. Owen Casey is amazing. He gets no love. NL East, I went with Phillies, Justin Crawford.
I also went with Justin Crawford, $60.
Mets, Drew Gilbert.
I went with Luis Angel Acuna. He's probably going to end up getting called up at some point this year. $130 for his auto.
I went with Drew Gilbert because I've been very big on him.
He could also get called up.
Because, you know, I've been very big on him since draft when he was cheap. Then after that, he went off. I'm like, crap, I should have bought some. Nationals, I went with Brady House.
I also went with Brady Hill. $65 for his auto. It does not have a first Bowman on it.
Yes. So that's the only about it. Ick. The Miami Marlins are disgustingly horrible hitters. Yidi Cappe is the one I want.
I also went with a pitcher here. He's their top prospect. I went with Noble Meyer.
He's good.
$30 for his auto. They just eventually they're pitching staff just going to be overwhelmed, though. Because all their prospects are pitchers. That's yeah.
The Braves, also another trash prospect organization. I went with Luis Guanipa.
I went with Ignacio Nacho Alvarez.
Nacho? Like,
yeah, that's his nickname.
That's awesome.
$15 for his auto. He is like their third-ranked prospect.
NL West, Giants. I went with Bryce Eldridge.
I also want Bryce Eldridge, $60 for his auto. I will end up buying him.
NL East.
Do you even have to ask me?
Brady House.
Yes.
Yeah, it's him. No, sorry, Drew Gilbert. Brady House. Dodgers, Andy Páez.
I want the Yasu DePaulo. Wow.
Oh, you, says the one who from last episode told me. You can't think of anybody better than Yasu DePaulo.
No, I told you that because I said he wasn't going to get called up. This was before I planned that we were going to do prospects as well. Damn it. Yasu DePaulo's auto is about $100.
I love Yasu. Padres, Jackson Merrill.
Also went with Jackson Merrill. He's probably going to get called up this year. $50 for the
Diamondbacks, I went with Drew Jones.
I also went with
him. He's dirt cheap.
I also went with Drew Jones. Auto is about $100, which is down a lot.
This kid has not put together a full season. When he does, he's going to be amazing. We saw what he can do.
He does.
That's the big if. Risky play, but Rockies, Yankee Fernandez. I did not go with Adele Amador because everybody knows Adele Amador, so I did not go with them. And that's who you went with.
Yeah, I went with Adele. For $60 for his first moment.
I mean, Adele Amador is great. I'm not taking anything away from the kid. He's a stud. I just not go with him because people, everybody knows him. So I want the Yankee Fernandez. People who don't know him, he's a very good ball player. So your guy from the NL West.
It's Bryce Eldridge.
I'm going with Jackson Mayall. So that took place at Bryce the Hold. Last thing before we get off, feel overrated, underrated, Upper Deck Series 2.
This year?
Yes.
Overrated?
No. 4 years ago.
The prices are outrageous. The prices that people are paying for Connor Bedard, Young Guns, anywhere from $900 to over $1,000 is stupid. He's selling for more than Connor McDavid. The fact that his Young Gun checklist is selling for $20 for just the checklist that has his damn name on it. It's unbelievable. The prices are way too out of hand. You're going to get the odds in a case of hobby boxes is 1.4. So it's basically a case hit. I've seen a few cases that have two. You're mainly going to get one, and it's not even going to make back half of your case. So what's the point of doing it?
Yeah, it's bad. I suggest blaster boxes, like 25, 30
bucks. I suggest not buying anything. Don't even buy his cards. Wait. They'll go down.
I'm not saying buy his single. Say if you want a chance to pull one.
Don't. Don't even chase it.
I only got two.
Don't chase it. Wait until the offseason when he's cooled down. Wait until the playoffs. You don't have to wait until the offseason. You can wait until the playoffs because nobody talks about the Blackhawks now, let alone whenever the playoffs start, whenever they're second to last in the league. Y'all think he's freaking Gretzky. And I'm a Blackhawks fan. He's too small. Like, he's unbelievably talented, but he has to get bigger or he's not going to make it.
Yeah. All right. So that's everything I have. Long episode of the day, so I hope you guys liked it. A lot of negativity in this one. If you liked it, did not like it, sorry. Don't really care. That's all opinions. Sad to see SGC go down this path. Hopefully you wish SGC the best and collectors do the right thing. Be the man of the hobby.
You act like they're going to listen.
You should. Well, they will.
That's all I have. Thank you guys for listening. Next week we will do our players to invest in who are... We'll do our players to invest in who are either already on the big league team or we expect to be called up.
So this is people that's on the team or could be called up. So I can go with like CJ Abrams of the Nationals.
Yeah, that's not who I'm going with.
Okay.
Because I'm going with a guy who's going to be called up.
True.
Yeah. Okay. So nobody on your list right here can be on. Except for Whiteley.
Let's say, because like, he's like the only one. Oh, Cole Young.
Cole Young's not getting called up. Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. Look forward to giving you players to invest in next week. Because unlike the prospects, which I will not invest in, more than likely, because all of them are way too expensive, and more than likely 90% of the people we just told you will not pan out, guys who are already in the league, they have panned out. So, thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. And as always, keep on collecting, except... Proper Deck Series 2.